by 1,000 cuts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The job market seems to be deteriorating slowly. The unemployment rate hit a four-year high in July at 5.7%. Employers cut 51,000 positions. It's not a huge number, but it's the seventh straight month of net job losses. Kevin Flanagan is an economist at Morgan Stanley.
In past recessions, you usually get much larger declines in terms of monthly payroll statistics. What we're seeing now is sort of this slow bleed, which I think is not good for consumer psychology, and that's being picked up by the confidence surveys we've been getting of late.
For the year, the job losses now total over 460,000. Wall Street seems okay with July's numbers, as in they could have been worse. Just small losses so far on Wall Street. The Dow is down 26 points to 11,351. The NASDAQ has lost 21. The S&P 500 is down 5. Mixed results in Asia today by the close. European shares are down a fraction so far. There's no death by 1,000 cuts at General Motors. GM is hemorrhaging cash. This morning, the carmaker said it lost $15 billion last quarter. Sales fell 20%. If GM is ever to turn things around, it has to scale back. That means getting rid of some brands, like Hummer. Ford has already sold Jaguar and Land Rover brands to the Indian company Tata. And now another Indian company is interested in Hummer. Mehul Srivastava is a reporter based in Delhi. Mehul, who is this Indian company wanting to buy Hummer?
Well, the company is called Mahindra & Mahindra, and it's the fourth largest tractor manufacturer in the world. But only a couple of years ago, it decided to break into the consumer car market here in India, and they introduced an SUV, and they've built a few trucks. In 2009, though, they want to break into the American truck and SUV market. They've got about 300 dealers lined up that they want to sell a small-sized truck and a hybrid SUV to the American market in.
Why does this Indian company think that it can sell Hummers in the U.S. when GM can't sell them in the U.S.?
You know, that's really quite unclear. Mahindra's interest in the American market has been quite clear, but to some extent it has to buy what's for sale, and the Hummer is the only thing that's left for sale right now because their competitor in India, Tata, bought out Jaguar and Land Rover. Mm-hmm. So in a way, they got to pick what they can.
All right. Is there a car market in India for these gigantic Hummers?
Absolutely not. The Hummer costs so much money that in India they'd be surprised if they sold more than a couple hundred a year.
And who is Mahindra competing with to try to land Hummer?
There's these two unnamed Russian and Chinese companies that were reported yesterday. Well, the Russian company would belong to a billionaire who's been trying to break into the car market. And we all know how interested the Chinese are in trying to get some kind of foothold in the U.S. car market, which after all is the biggest in the world.
And do we know what GM thinks about this deal with Mahindra if it goes through? I mean, do they like that idea?
Well, my understanding of the situation, speaking to people here in India and then a couple people in the U.S. at GM, is that if GM were to unload Hummer, it would be cash in the bank for them for a brand that has no future in the United States, not unless gas ever goes back to 99 cents a gallon. If they can sell this, that's money that they desperately need.
Do you have a sense of what Indian people think about these companies buying American brands?
Oh, there's quite a lot of excitement about this. Indian newspapers reported the news today with this huge headline, like the Indian global takeover. And I spoke to a woman in the market here today, and she had the whole sense of this is a chance for India to establish itself in the global marketplace.
I definitely think it means that our economy is growing and, you know, India is going to be a kind of superpower.
And yeah, it's certainly true that there's a lot of pride in the issue. But of course, if you look really closely at the deal, it isn't quite clear whether this is a winner for Mahindra. But buying a huge brand like Hummer from a company like GM is certainly a feather in their cap.
Okay, Mehul Srivastava in New Delhi. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This is the Morning Report for Friday, August 1st on Marketplace.org. It's hard to say what industry is getting the worst of it right now. You could go with cars, or definitely the banks. But how about the airlines? Today, British Airways said its profits were crushed last quarter by a gigantic fuel bill. Howard Wealdon is an analyst at BGC Partners in London.
British Airways' fuel bill will be £3 billion sterling this year. That's up a whole £1 billion on last year. That's a massive, massive rise. Now, to adapt and change, one would have thought that it would be easy for them to just raise their fares and so on and so forth, but it just doesn't work like that. The industry is beset with problems.
But BA plans to raise ticket prices and reduce capacity just like everybody else. The weak U.S. economy is punishing that famous German maker of cars, BMW. This morning, BMW reported a sharp drop in profits. Stephen Beard reports from London.
BMW's earnings in the second quarter fell by more than a third. The rising cost of production played a part. Raw materials like oil, steel and plastics have all soared in price. But BMW's been hardest hit by the economic downturn in its biggest market. Car sales in the US have fallen overall by 10% so far this year, and car makers like BMW have been the worst affected. David Bailey, professor at the Birmingham School of Business.
The premium market is more volatile than the mass market, so in good times, of course, they rake in the money. In the bad times, we'll see much more significant falls in profits for them. That's exactly what we're seeing right now.
BMW says that in the months ahead, it will shift its focus to regions that are still booming, like the Middle East. But analysts do not expect emerging markets to take up the shortfall if American sales continue to decline. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The price of gasoline is finally coming down. It's at about $3.90 on average this morning. If the price keeps falling, will people go back to their old driving habits, or might this new way of doing things stick? Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Roger Harms is a school counselor in Wichita, Kansas. He says he used to drive a lot. He'd make various runs around town and take long trips to visit friends and family out of state. This spring, he cut back.
Far fewer impulse trips to go shopping and far more likely to bunch the trips. If it's a rainy day, you know, then maybe wait till later so I can bicycle.
Harms has no plans to drive more now gas prices are dropping. He says he's saving money and doing his bit to stem demand for foreign oil. Jeff Sundstrom is a fuel price analyst with the AAA. He says most drivers will continue to hold back.
They still have significant worries about their long-term economic prospects in terms of what's happening in the housing market.
Not to mention the cost of food. Sundstrom says all that will have to go away and prices drop to $3 a gallon or less before drivers will guzzle again. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The government is expected to punish the cable provider Comcast today. The FCC has rules about the openness of the internet and says Comcast has been blocking content. Janet Babin reports from our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The internet's supposed to be a neutral network. That is, nobody can block or slow down what you want to see or keep you from sharing online files. But the Associated Press found that Comcast blocked customers from using a competing video download service. Customer groups were outraged and filed a complaint. Josh Silver is executive director of Free Press, a nonpartisan group that promotes independent media ownership. He calls the expected FCC announcement historic.
Today's decision is going to send a clear message to policymakers, industry, and Wall Street that blocking internet content is not acceptable.
Comcast denies the charges. It says it only slows file delivery to manage traffic congestion. That way it can prevent network slowness and video dropouts. Comcast says it may appeal the FCC's ruling. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The saga that is Yahoo's future continues today in San Jose, California. Shareholders are getting together for their annual meeting. The agitating investor Carl Icahn won't be there, but there will still probably be some drama. From our entrepreneurship desk, Mitchell Hartman reports.
"What's your search engine?" I asked folks outside a public library in Portland, Oregon.
Google.
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 Not surprising, Yahoo's search engine is a distant second to Google. But when I ask where they go for news and information, Yahoo's right up there.
I do Yahoo.
New York Times.
CNN News and Yahoo News.
Yahoo's stock price has been languishing. It's well below where it should be, says Standard & Poor's Scott Kessler. He adds that the price is also well below what Microsoft offered in a bid rejected by Yahoo management. Still, Yahoo offers lots of value, starting with...
500 million monthly users of its site. That is the largest global network of internet sites on the planet. Look, Yahoo is a leader, whether you think about email, whether you think about finance, whether you think about instant messaging.
Shareholders, including Carl Icahn, want Yahoo management to do something with all that market strength. Today in San Jose, there'll be no shortage of suggestions. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.